Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ace Michaels Blog Talk Radio Show, available worldwide, 24 hours a day, on iTunes and Facebook. Be inspired, be informed, be on. Enjoy the show.
Corinne Rochelle, my girl. It's my girl, Corinne Rochelle, on the show today. What's going on, darling?
Not too much. What's going on over there?
Woohoo! Nothing but mayhem. I'm just like anybody else, going through the mysteries of life, trying to figure out, you know, why I always date the girls that don't want to fool around with other girls. Why, when there's a Monopoly game at McDonald's, I never get the winning piece. You know, the little things I'm pondering. You know what I mean? It's on my mind. I had a big ponderance today. I was wondering, and I'll share this with you. I'll share this with you and the entire audience today. Okay. Do you think, now before you answer, just think about it, don't say anything. Do you think you could survive 48 hours with no technology? Meaning no cell phone, no television, no vibrator, no blow dryer, nothing. 40, I don't think I could survive without that. 48 hours, okay, with no technology. I, for one, before you answer, before anyone else answers, I, for one, think that as a society, we've gotten so far along and depending on technology that I don't think we could do it. I think in 48 hours with absolutely no technology, our society would be at level DEFCON 40 or whatever is like Game of Thrones type level, we would be there already in 48 hours. That's what I think. Now I turn it over to you, Corinne.
Well, I know I can survive actually 48 hours without technology. Now, some of the people who know me, they'd probably be freaking out because I post a lot of social media stuff and I reply to people all kinds of things. So they would be like,
mm-hmm.
What the heck? Where'd you go? Oh my God, something's wrong.
Yeah, that's an interesting. So do you think those people probably depend on you to post stuff? Like they're looking forward to you posting stuff all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so if
yeah.
you didn't do it for 48 hours, they would freak out.
Yeah, I'd be like, wait, this isn't normal. Why isn't she posting all this stuff right now?
Right, but now in this scenario, okay, in this imaginary scenario, there's like some kind of a world catastrophe. So actually no one can post. No one can, I mean, I'm talking no technology at all. Like you don't have lights. You have to like do whatever you're going to do. You have to do it like in the daytime. Because after 6 o'clock, it's going to be dark, and you're going to be by candlelight. So that's what I mean by no. I mean no technology, none, nada, technology. What do you think now? I hear your wheels turning. I hear your wheels are spinning now. Mm-hmm.
Well, I know I could make that work, but at the same time, it would kind of suck, I got to admit. That would definitely add a little bit extra there, you know?
Listen, I think we've gotten so used to, now this is the thing, okay? We've gotten so used to, you go into a restaurant, okay? They hand you a piece of paper with a bunch of items written on the paper. You look at the paper, you order the item, they bring you the item like in 10 minutes reasonably, right? And it's nice and hot, you know what I'm saying? The ice is cold, the food is warm, you know what I'm saying? I don't think we're ready to have to go kill our own hamburger if that's the only way to eat a hamburger. I think that alone, it would shock a lot of people's system. Like, they'd be like, oh, no, hell no. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that would definitely change the game a lot. Like, for me especially, I don't, you know, I just couldn't do that. I just have this thing, I really can't kill animals. So, you know,
right.
I don't want to see it. You know, I hate a lot of the bad things that happen to them already, you know, so...
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and think about this, Corinne. Like, okay, so you couldn't kill an animal, right? Okay, I get that. I couldn't either, to be honest. I couldn't look at an animal and be like, okay, look, it's you or me, and it ain't going to be me. So I couldn't do it. Even in the face of starvation, I couldn't do it. I know that, all right? So let's forget about killing animals. That's not going to happen. I can't go kill a salad and eat it. Like, I'm not going to go out in the woods and be like, okay, now this is spring lettuce. I want some of that, and then I want these baby spinach. Not the grown spinach. I want the baby green. I can't do that. I know I can't do that. I'm used to going into a restaurant and just saying, yo, man, give me a salad. And they materialize a plate with some tomatoes and some little carrot slices on there. That's where salad comes from, as far as I'm concerned. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess you'd have to study up on that so you know what to get and what to leave there.
Well, in this scenario, there's no technology, so I don't know what you would study, because you'd have to find the book, which would be the first thing. You know, and if there's no technology, you can't go on the internet. You can't Google it. You're gonna have to find you're gonna have to go to like the village ancestors. You know, and you're going to have to ask them how to make a salad, because only they know, only the village wise men know from the olden days how a salad used to be made. They're the only people you could trust to ask.
Well, don't you own any, like, encyclopedias and, you know, recipes and whatnot?
Well, yeah, let's take it all
the way.
Got
your cookbooks?
No, okay, well, let's take it all the way to what it is. First off, in this village of my fantasy, first off, you're naked. Just know that. But in the village of my fantasy, there are no nothing. Like this is like half the people in our village can't even read. You know what I'm saying? They're not even allowed to read because they're slaves. So they're told they better not read, even if they can read. So you have to go to, like, the ancestral mother and do a dance for her in front of the fire in order to get her to go ahead and let you ask her a question. You know what I'm saying? It's like one of those kind of situations.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
So it's just going, like, way, way back, you know?
Yeah. It went pretty far back in, like, 30 seconds right there. It went from being kind of far back to, like, extremely far back. Primitive.
I don't know. I'll use my Native American instincts, you know, since I'm almost part Native.
Oh. Okay. Now you're switching the game up. Okay, I did not know that about you. I didn't know you were part Native American. Now it all makes sense.
Yeah, now it makes sense why I post all those Indian things.
Wow. So, no, are you really? You're part what? What Native? You're Cherokee?
No, I'm mixed with I'm mixed with Nooksack and Cohesion.
I knew you were a nutsack. Boom boom.
Nutsack.
Okay. So you're How do you pronounce it? Nooksack?
Nooksack.
Nooksack. I've never heard of that, but I'm sure it's
like
a real thing.
Like the Nooksack River.
Wow. Okay, so Nooksack is part, and then the other part you said was what?
Cuishin.
Interesting. Interesting. And is this more of who you are than white, or is this just kind of mixed in? Like, how much of that are you versus how much is white? You know what I mean?
Well, I'm almost half, so I'm a little bit more white, but almost half, you know, native.
Really? Really?
Yeah, that is pretty surprising, huh?
Yeah, like, I mean, I just don't think like that. I don't go, you know what, I bet she's part Indian gal. Like, I just, my mind doesn't go there. But that's really cool. I bet you'd make a kick-ass Indian girl, too. Like, I don't know what Indian girls do, you know, because in movies we only see them wear, like, a dress that's made brown with, like, fringe. That's about all they do in a movie.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's pretty much all she's doing is walking around in some kind of dress, and maybe she's cooking something, you know, and that's pretty much all she gets to do. She's got, like, a baby of some kind, and that's it. That's her gig. That's very interesting. So, wow, who knew? Wow. Does that affect you in some way, like having that Indian heritage? Has that helped you with your modeling career or some kind of lovemaking techniques or anything? Like, what's the benefit? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I think all of the above.
Really? Wow, because if in worst case scenario, you can pull out some of that Indian love, and there you go. You draw back to, like, a certain ancient secret, and there you go. I am being ridiculous today. This is not even a show right now. This is just rambling. We should be talking about what's really going on. Let's talk about what you've been doing. I got a couple of posts from you. It looks like you're doing some interesting things. I don't understand them exactly. You sent me this one thing I completely understood. I was kind of offended, like, why are you sending this to me for? What you trying to say? You know what I mean? And then I realized it.
What?
You send it in love, and I shouldn't read more into it, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, what's that?
Yeah, you sent me some group thing. It's like, okay, here's what you sent me. You sent me this thing. It's like, we all dated douchebags, right?
Oh, yeah, I belong to those groups. It's pretty fun.
And I'm like, well, first I'm like, what is she trying to say? Like, what's up, man? I'm not no douchebag. And then I was like, wait a minute. Maybe she's, like, sending me a message. Like, maybe her and her dude broke up. And she's like, yeah, he's a douchebag.
Oh, no.
And
nothing like that.
Yeah, and see, that's kind of what I thought. Exactly. That's why I thought. I was like, no. No. She's like all loyal to that dude. No. No.
Oh, no. I think you're talking about the page. That's right. Okay, so I belong to this page called something like I Dated That Douche, and I absolutely love that page. I love all the posts, and it's so funny to read all the messed up stories on the website and the page, and it's just crazy. It actually, I find it helped me a lot with especially my, you know, most recent ex situation that was like a couple of years ago now, of course, but and just like some of the crazy shit I've been through, so, and I just find some of the stories so amusing on there.
You know, it's so funny because you're kind of Facebook weird, okay, in that sense. I don't mean it in a bad way, but I'm just stating a fact. You're kind of Facebook weird because you never really sent me anything ever. And then out of the blue, you send me this thing with, like, these links are funny, like, there's funny quotes. But I'm like, why did you send that to me? Like, why today? You know, when on the very day that I saved a bundle on my car insurance, you're going to send me something about douchebag. Like, what does that mean? Am I supposed to draw some, what is this all about? You know what I mean?
No, I just kind of rediscovered the page again, and I was like, I suggested in the past to some of my friends, and they thought it was pretty hilarious. So I was like, oh, I should send this over. You might find this funny, too, and maybe you can relate. So, because, I mean, we've all dated a douche somewhere pretty much.
Right. And just for the record, let's make clear that there can be female douchebags, too. You don't have to be a male douchebag, right?
Yeah, that's what it says, too, on the page, that there are women douchebags and there are men douchebags.
Sure. Well, I, for one, would think that douchebaggery would be something that would be open to everyone. Like, you couldn't just only have male douchebags. I mean, come on. That's like a-holes. Like, if you're going to have an a-hole, everybody can potentially be an a-hole. You don't have to just be a guy a-hole, right? So, you know, douchebaggery should be the same thing. Like, if you're gonna get to be a douchebag, whether you're a man or a woman. Children, little kids can probably be the best douchebags because they don't know how to not be douchebags. You know what I mean? If they are douchebags,
yeah.
It's the only thing they know. So,
yeah, most little kids are douchebags to me. Trust me.
Yeah, and we shouldn't cut them any slack. Like, oh, they're a kid, they don't know. No, dude, they're a freaking kid douchebag, okay? They're going to learn that being a douchebag is not cool, even if you're a kid. That's what's up with that. That is real talk.
And their parents think they're so cute.
Yeah, but then parents of douchebag kids are probably douchebags themselves, so that is where that's going. Okay, so you sent me this link. I didn't understand it, but now you've made everything crystal clear. But what is going on with you? Enough about that. What's going on with you? We want to know about you, your life, your happenings.
Well, tonight I am going to the Skin Wars premiere, season 3.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing where they're painting the girls, right?
Yeah, they're painting them there again. I went to last year's, but this year it's at a Sapphire Club, so it should be interesting.
Yeah, what's the deal? Now, you're not in that? You're not? I would think that you would be part of, like, competing or something in that, or whatever they're doing. I don't know if it's a competition or whatever, but I would think that you wouldn't miss an opportunity to be like, whoa, body painting? I'm there, brother.
Well, it's not really, it's not a models competition, and it's not really about the models. It's about the body painters, and I know a lot of the body painters that do the show and stuff, but and, like, Robin, the creator of the show, so she's like, come on down. So how can we resist, me and my roommate? Actually, he knows her better than I do. So, yeah.
What's the deal? Is it a free thing to go to this thing? Is it free or is it all about the money? Ugh.
No, it's a free event.
Really?
Yeah, I'm told it's a free event, so, and that's what it said on the event page on Facebook, so that should be cool.
So, yeah, I think I will attend this. I've got another event that I'm going to go to because, I'm not popular, but I know how to crash things. And so I'm going to go to this other event, and then I think I am going to bring my little happy ass down there. That sounds good. And you'll be there, and your guy will be there. And we can hang, right?
Well, I know my roommate's going to be there. So far, I think it's just me and my roommate and, a few of our friends are going to be there and stuff. I don't know if my guy's going to be able to make it or not. So I guess we'll just see how that pans out.
Now, when you say he might not be able to make it, like, you're saying he really might not be able to make it, not you're one of those girls that he better not be able to make it to nothing like that without me having my hand on his leash, on his collar, right? You're not coming. Because you don't care if he goes to something. You like it, right?
Well, I don't mind. I mean, it's an event and all, too, and it should be cool. But I think he's working tonight. So, he'll probably be, at work or something. He didn't really give me an answer. So I did invite him to come, but, I don't know why you wouldn't want to come to this event, though. It should be pretty cool.
Interesting. Very interesting. Very interesting. Yeah, I'm going to go check it out because, to be honest, I've never seen one. I don't know if I'll know how to behave in that environment, but I'm going to try it out to see what, you know, what becomes of it. I hope I don't embarrass myself. That's all I'm going to say. That's good stuff. And then how's your other modeling going? You busy doing photo shoots and model stuff?
Yeah, I definitely am. I've kind of, you know, been juicing a lot lately too, so I can be all ready even more so for the summer when it starts and doing even more things. So
you are so hardcore, man. Listen to you. I'm juicing for the summer. The summer's coming up. So Taryn is juicing. She's getting ready for the summer by drinking a whole bunch of juice, so that she can be that much hotter when the summer comes. Wow. Look at you. That's commitment, man. Not everybody can do that.
Yeah, it is a pretty hardcore diet, so.
Wow. That's cool. And so any new, like, website thing you're promoting or developing or any projects you're doing, charity event, anything like that?
Well, right now, I'm mostly just getting hassled by my roommate to finish this interview for his magazine that's coming out. So,
oh, cool. And what per se is his magazine about, darling? Share with us. What is it called? What is the premise of this magazine?
Well, this one is... this particular issue is all about Native Americans, actually, and like so there's a lot of that in there. And the cover is the guy in, you know, full dress. He's got the whole getup and everything. But anyway, it's kind of like a work in progress, so I'm definitely going to be posting that all over the place, you know, once that's, you know, good and done.
Nice. And so your roommate has his own magazine. So to me, that seems like a hard thing. I mean, does that mean he's working on this magazine? He's like at the house, he's working on a magazine?
Yeah, well, he does it, you know, over here in Vegas. But he, a lot of like what he's put together is in the property in Arizona too, in Yarnell. He has a spot over there, and he kind of like, he makes like frequent trips to both Washington State, especially, and in Hawaii, and also Mexico. So these are kind of the main, you know, areas that he and like I go sometimes. So
wow.
And people that we work with where they're at, so.
That's pretty far out. You know, I'm always blown away. Like, I'm not pretending to be blown away. I am actually blown away. But all these people in America that are doing, like, their businesses, you know, like, they've got, like, you never know, like, who's doing what. You know what I mean? Like, here's this guy,
yeah.
He's got a damn magazine in his damn house. He's publishing a magazine. That's crazy. That's American ingenuity for you right there. Interesting. And so then you got any other cool photo shoots scheduled?
Yeah, I know that in the next month or so, I'm supposed to go to Pennsylvania again. So I know I'm going to be going there pretty soon. I don't have the exact date on that yet, but I've been there multiple times already to shoot.
Wow.
So.
And they're going to fly you out there, right?
Mm-hmm,
they pay
yeah.
for your travel and everything. That's cool. Wow. Doing it like a boss. Good. Do you have a website we can promote?
Yeah, well, I kind of just like to promote all my, like, social networks in general, really, because that's actually what I focus mostly on is, like, my Instagram and Facebook and Twitter, which all end in, you know, the URL is Karin Rachelle, so KarinRachelle. And,
nice.
Yeah, that's my name across everything, so it makes it pretty easy.
It does keep it consistent, doesn't it? I love it. Well, I'm not mad at it. So Karin Rachelle was on the show today. She's fabulous. If you guys haven't met her in person, you're missing out. She's a really good girl. She's got her stuff together. And that is all good news. Thank you for being on the show today, my darling.
Well, thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. And you know you're welcome back anytime. So I want you to come back on a regular basis.
Okay, I'll make this like a daily thing, you know.
Right. There's not enough stuff to do. Add Ace's show to your schedule. But, hey, everybody, have a good day. Karin, thank you so much for being on the show.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Just move on up toward your destination. Though you may find from time to time complications. Do not obey, no mistake, for you can pass the